all the best. Let's go to line number two. Say good morning to the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association to discuss their upcoming leaders forum on education. Good morning, Dean Ingram. You're on the air.
Good morning, Paddy. Thanks for having me on.
Happy to do it.
Great, and of course, obviously, I heard your preamble on the issue being Mother's Day week, and I'd be remiss if I didn't extend Happy Mother's Day to everyone in the province, certainly teachers, and of course, my wife as well. Certainly, I think that's something I've got to keep in mind, and we all should keep in mind our families at all times. Certainly, I'm sure you feel the same.
100%.
Yes, but thank you, Paddy. Certainly, as you know, certainly it's well publicized. We're having our education forum on Monday night, May 13th. I think it's an important opportunity for the electorate and the province to hear what I expect most people would agree with, the party's stances on a very important issue, that being education. I think over the past several months, in fact, for a while now, we've all been hearing stories, narratives about some of the concerns in education, from school violence, mental health concerns, issues surrounding class size, composition, and even the issues surrounding teacher retention and recruitment. These are issues that we have concerns with. I think it's critically important that the province hears from the leaders and what their actual positions are surrounding education and what plans they would have going forward.
You know, when we poll people on what's their major concerns, we saw in one of the polls this week, Abacus Data in particular, it was economy, jobs, healthcare, Muskrat Falls, and taxes. And as a rule, education is way down people's priority list, when in fact, in my personal opinion, if we had a hyper-focus on education, those top five I just named would be addressed in short order.
Well, exactly. I mean, I would suggest that a solid education system that meets the needs of our province would certainly go a long ways to addressing those issues just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we've done a number of research initiatives that actually clearly show the links between investments in education and the progress on social outcomes, health outcomes, economic outcomes. And we recognize that all governments, this incoming government, regardless of what stripe they had and where, will have decisions to make. That's what governments are elected to do, to make choices. They're elected to do exactly that. And we recognize the discussions around fiscal prudence. In fact, your last caller, you made reference to exactly that. But oftentimes, consideration isn't just about the money they have, but also how they choose to spend the money they do have. We see the indication of what their decisions and priorities would be in their party platforms. We know that in the past few weeks, there's been a number of announcements about initiatives that would be taken on by the current government and promoted for. And I'm certainly not debating whether those are worthwhile issues, but we believe education has been issues as well. I mean, we know that, as I mentioned before, class size, teacher-student mental health, school violence, these are all important issues. And when I return to teacher recruitment retention, these are the realities. I mean, in the coming weeks, there's going to be a major teacher recruitment fair held here at the university. Teachers are in demand across the country. They're in demand internationally. And our province, if you want to retain teachers, if you want to recruit teachers, we have to be competitive with this new reality across the country, across the globe. And that means that we have to take a serious look at the teaching conditions, working conditions of teachers. We also have to, at some point in time, address compensation issues and make sure that we are competitive with those jurisdictions that we are competing with. Otherwise, you will find concerns about recruitment and retention of teachers. And I'm very interested in hearing the party leaders' stance on these and a number of other concerns on Monday night, and indicating their prioritization for education by their presence and how they speak.
Well, I mean, I think you know when you hear me try to talk about education a lot, I see the importance of it, and it's really remarkable that in the electorate, it's well down their pecking order, the hierarchy of their concerns. Where and when for the leaders' forum, before I have another question for you?
The where is the Holiday Inn this coming Monday night at 7 p.m.
Okay.
It's certainly open, in essence, to anyone who has an interest in seeing where our party leaders, which of course by extrapolation their parties and their candidates, stand in education. And I would encourage everyone in the electorate to, when the party, the candidates visit and knock on the doorstep, before you make a decision on where you stand on them, ask them where they stand in education, and let that be one of the guides in terms of deciding whether they do or do not get your support.
Yeah, because even if you don't have school-aged children in your family, education still has a direct impact on your quality of life, because we're talking about a well-educated populace, opportunity for economic growth, entrepreneurship, not being reliant on social assistance or the social safety nets necessarily. So this is important to everyone, I would suggest.
One more comment, if I may, general statement is that the reality is this: education may not be directly affecting your family today, But rest assured, the effect of an education system will absolutely have a direct impact on you at some point in the future.
100%. So I look forward to following along with the leader's comments to the questions posed on education. Now, one of the stories that I was really frustrated with was a school principal here approached by a national media outlet to talk about violence in schools, and the district said that the principal was not allowed to speak out. I've heard you voice your frustration. What exactly is the rule here? Because we've heard from teachers talking about a variety of issues inside a school. So how all of a sudden did this become the protocol?
Well, I think this is a frustrating point for me. I think right now, I stand by this statement. I believe that everyone attached to education, from the department to the district, to teachers, to the association, to parent groups, all ultimately want the exact same thing, that being the highest quality of education that we can provide for our students and our youth. I think this situation here represents a missed opportunity. We know that the issues are real. There was an opportunity to have an administrator, in this case, an experienced administrator, as I mentioned, certainly I did appear on VOCM earlier this week, indicating that frustration, and it was an opportunity missed, I believe, to advocate for the situation of schools. In conversation, this person was not going to be representing the association. This person was not going to be representing anyone other than someone that had a background in the system and could provide valid commentary on what the issues in our school system are. I would make this statement is that we cannot work towards solutions unless we have discussions about what the concern is. And the best way to have valid discussions about the concerns is to ensure that we have the information about what the situation is. This would be an opportunity to actually present that. And if we're going to be pressing for additional resources, I think the greater the information we have about what's needed, the stronger those arguments become between all stakeholders, and certainly arguments we made to the policy decision makers to get what we need in our schools.
Agreed. Good luck with the forum. Thanks for your time this morning, Dean.
No, thank you very much.
Take good care.
Bye-bye.
That's Dean Ingram. He's the president of the NLTA. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're speaking with you.
VOCM's Open Line.